come to work every day and work to get these guys better, and that's kind of been the focus.
Did he address it with the staff yesterday?
We kind of probably found out about the same time he's addressing it. It had come out on Pro Football Talk, so it wasn't something. Yeah, something. Sorry, I missed that. Times Union broke the story. Sorry.
Like you said, he's going into the last year of his contract as a lame duck coach next year. How do you not, as a staff, put pressure on yourselves to produce early?
I don't think you think that way, and. Just try to get you control the things that you can control, which is trying to make the right decisions in terms of what we're doing on offense and defense, special teams, and then try to do the best job that we can in evaluating talent and putting the pieces together to come back next year, and then just come to work every day. But really don't put a lot of thought into it.
What have you made of Jokel's season?
I think he got better. And again, we've talked about a lot of players. In terms of their progression throughout the season, I think Lou got better, and I still think that he can has a high ceiling still. I think he'll still get better. He's not a situation where I think you look at Luke Jokel and say, well, it was year three, and where is he at? Well, he's still showing growth. He's still showing, I think, from last year to this year, there's more strength, there's more power that's evident on tape, but it's not there yet. Certainly he needs to get better. We need to help him get better in terms of the offseason, what he's doing in the offseason.
Does he need to make bigger stride in pass protection or run blocking?
I think both. I think he can get better at both. But it's certainly always going to be judged at left tackle in terms of your pass protection. So that's, the place where it'll probably be evaluated the most.
Parnell hadn't played a lot when he got here. It seems like he's had a pretty solid year. Do you like his upside?
Yeah, yeah. Again, his first season as a starter, and we're happy with him on the right side. We think that, again, he's another guy that with another year in the offseason, another year lifting, he'll be stronger and more powerful in the offseason. We'll be able to do, again, function. We're in a good situation there. We're not out actively searching for players to replace there.
Injury aside, did you get what you would hope to get or are getting what you hope to getting out of Julius?
Injuries aside. And I think, again, another offseason, talk about that, how important the offseason is. I thought they made great strides. I'm talking about he and Blake last year during the OTAs and training camp, and then he kind of became the forgotten guy a little bit while he was injured, and Blake obviously put a lot of trust and faith into Allen. So I wouldn't say he's playing catch-up, but for him is that Blake became more comfortable at looking at the outside wide receivers and not being as aware as much of the matchups as he was in OTAs and training camp. So I think that's certainly going to help having a second offseason with him, and that relationship will continue to grow.
What makes a Week 17 game without any playoff implications meaningful from your perspective?
I just think if you're a competitor, they're all important. And if you're a competitive player, a competitive coach, then you're going to do your part this week in terms of your preparation and how you practice and how you prepare yourself for this game. So I've always said that it's not a 15-game season, it's a 16-game season, and we're paid to be prepared for all of them. He's had a solid season, I would say. Wiz is a solid player, nothing flashy about him there, but he just comes to work and does his job. But certainly there's a lot of things that we can clean up. As I said, we'll take a look at the overall season after this game, and when we do our summary of what we do, we're going to look at fundamentals and how are we teaching the fundamentals. And we've had a number of fundamental breakdowns, certainly a center quarterback exchange issues. We get those solved first. But the number of different things that we'll do, but I think he had a solid season.